AM 910 WJCW, just like Bobby said right there. Tri-Cities Talk Radio, it's 8:14, and this time on a Tuesday morning each week, we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. It is a CCRC community, and Susie, of course, able to explain all that abbreviation and what that means as well.
Yeah,
good morning, Susie.
She wants to jump on you right now.
I'm glad to be here. I hate that I heard what you said about my Florida Gators, but you know what? I'm going to give you a pass today because, I don't know, it's the first day of spring, full day of spring, and I will find a flower blooming today. I can promise you that. So
okay.
I'm going to let that one pass.
Well, to all be right. fair, you were mocking UNC and Duke.
Well, and I was. I was all about, you know, I feel like the whole beginning of March Madness was really out of character. So many teams that didn't even make it to the 64 to get to the 32 to obviously half and half and half to get to that final four. But I didn't expect Duke not to be in the mix a little bit longer, but congratulations to Tennessee. You know, I'm a Gator fan, so for me to say that, that's very big of me this morning.
Now, is that the first time that Duke has not been in its first time Coach K is not at the helm, or was he?
Not necessarily. Duke will always pretty much make it to the playoffs. It's how far they make it in the playoffs. Duke is like a Kentucky. You never know what team you're getting until it's time to pull the trigger and do the playoffs. So, unfortunately, they did good. I mean, yeah, first coach got him to the playoffs. Good season for him, and can only get better from there, I guess.
This sports report brought to you by Asbury Place in Kingsport.
You know I love sports. You know I love
do
sports.
Indeed.
But
I
anyway,
do indeed.
I digress, yes. And let me just tell you about this morning. I brought with me another one of our lifestyle enrichment coordinators, Laura Waddy. She is over lifestyles and event activities at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. We listened to Anthony Powers last week talking about the high-level events in IL, independent living, and then we're going to talk today about the events, lifestyle, enrichment, enhancement at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, and I'm going to turn it over to Laura and let her just talk to you about how that looks, how it feels, and just how the residents' lives are better for it because of her.
All righty. Good morning. How you doing, Laura?
I'm fine. How about you?
Doing just fine. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program here, even though you had to probably ride over with Susie. That's okay. That's all right. So, Laura, lifestyle enhancement. It's a great sounding phrase, but what's involved in that?
Well, we try to take into account all aspects of being a human being, if that's possible, or as many as we can. And that's everything from keeping people fit and addressing their physical needs to maybe the other end of the spectrum, which would address more of your emotional needs, which could be anything from chair yoga,
okay.
Yoga to meditation. I was trying to combine the two.
That's good.
So I've been spending a lot more time trying to address the anxiety or depression issues that might come up in an aging population. And that can be for a variety of reasons. We have some residents who have family situations that might stress them out, and they might need some more attention given to those aspects of their being at the time. Other people, it just happens seasonally. It seems like every winter, people, and this affects me also, when we're not able to get out and get out in the sun, it affects our mood. So one thing they really look forward to is being able to get out and do our nature drives, where they see the green grass and they see the flowers and the trees blooming. And it's interesting because you will get on the bus and we'll take one in winter and they're like, oh, everything's so bare, you know. And then as soon as spring comes up and we get on the bus, they're like, oh, look, there's some green coming out. And, you know, we'll drive around and we'll see the baby cows and the baby goats that are out right now. And it just makes them so happy to do something that simple. And it improves their mood tremendously. They'll talk about a nature drive for days on end. And then we'll stop and get some ice cream, which seems very simple to us, but sometimes the simple things in life bring back fond memories they had in their childhood or with their own children or grandchildren. So things like that can definitely improve people's moods, and that's one end of this spectrum. Just physically, we do everything from kickball, which people are like, well, how do you do kickball with people that are in a wheelchair? Well, we sit down, so we're not standing up. We're not playing dodgeball, although some dodging does occur, and people make comments about the laughter coming through the room, because the ball will go up in the air. It's been known to hit the lights in the ceiling, and sometimes I've been like, is the ceiling tile going to come down on us? But they really enjoyed that type of movement that's all inclusive, because we have different levels of people in our facilities. Some are in wheelchairs, some are on walkers, some can do fairly well without any assistance at all, but they all are willing to stay in their chairs to do the exercise for that.
Do you ever have any daredevils that you always have to go, stop popping wheelies and doing circles and stuff like that?
Sometimes that happens, you know, and we do have some people that are a little bit more difficult to tame than others in a classroom or during a program that we have.
To that very point, Laura, everybody, of course, is different. And your department, Lifestyle Enhancement, that's a pretty broad brush. But as you were indicating there, the broad brush covers a whole bunch of individuals, as Alec was indicating there as well, too. Does that make it difficult, or are you able to come up with sort of the broad brush programs that touch on everybody's lives?
It can be challenging, and especially when my spectrum goes from people who are ambulatory to people on memory care who are have much less ability really to engage in something intellectual, let's say, than people who are on the assisted living side. So finding activities that do kind of cover the spectrum, it can be challenging at times, because there are people that I know would enjoy probably more intellectual stimulation, but many of them read in their rooms or engage in their own self, what we would call self-directed
activity
that they can do on their own to supplement whatever we do, you know, as our programming at Stedman Hill.
Yeah, I would think that would be in something that would be encouraged to encourage the residents to go ahead to their ability to be able to help create and craft their own sort of regimens and activities as well too.
Yes, and one thing that needs to be stressed is that all of the staff at our facility really try to maintain their level of functioning. It's very hard not to try to help at times, because you might see them struggling, but they need to do as many things as they can on their own so that they do retain as much physical ability and intellectual ability as they have.
How often do you schedule activities? I realize it's an ongoing sort of thing, but I mean, do you try to do something weekly for the residents? How's that set up?
I set up where I do at least two daily on the assisted living side, and then two events on our memory care. Sometimes the memory care unit is more difficult to do in a group setting. So if that's the case, one thing they love to do, and again, it's so simple, but we do a balloon toss, what I call balloon toss. And this will engage their eyesight, their motor skills, anyone else that's present. You know, the families like to engage in it. But I sometimes have to go room to room with the people on the memory care unit just because of the difficulty in getting them into a group settings. But there are at least four activities that happen at Stedman Hill during the course of a day.
Okay. Thinking Out Loud with Laura Waddy, Lifestyle Enhancement Director at Stedman Hill. Wonderful to think out loud with you and to find out exactly what you're doing for the residents there in terms of enhancing their lifestyles at Stedman Hill. Always lots of fun to think out loud with you. Appreciate your coming over with Susie here. I'm going to toss it back to her. But thanks, Laura.
Thank you. And let me just add, one of the really unique and different things at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, whenever there is an outing, with or without ice cream, let me add, it's standing room only to get on, you know, the tour bus to go out.
Nice.
So Laura has made it a very nice activity, a very nice scheduled event that they look forward to on any occasion. And then when they come back, you just ought to see the smiles on their face, the chitter-chatter that's going on about how much they enjoyed, you know, wherever they went, whatever their visuals were on that tour, they come back and enjoy it so much. And Laura has such talent and skill when it comes to not just crafts, but let me just say artistic ability. The things that she's able to continue with the residents, you know, if they were a seamstress, if they loved to quilt, if they had a you know, some kind of love for doing maybe artwork, framework, things like that, Laura is able to incorporate all of that into these day-to-day activities. And then, you know, her talking about the focused care and the focused attention when you go over to our memory care community, I see it pay off. I see it. I'm happy to call families and say, you just wouldn't believe. You just wouldn't believe the difference in, you know, taking a loved one from being home alone into a social environment and arena and all of a sudden giving them their life back. You just wouldn't believe the improvement, the difference, and just the content to know that their loved one is being taken care of from every angle of senior living.
That's wonderful. Wonderful to hear. Both Asbury Place and Stedman Hill. Tell us how folks can get in touch, Susan.
I will, and I want to make sure everybody knows we've gone to the dogs. We've got our Best in Show dog show
right.
This Thursday. That's the 23rd at 1 p.m. That'll be on our main campus, Asbury Place at Kingsport. And then two other really important dates. Be sure and put April 11th on your calendar at 2 p.m. This will take place at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, a healthy aging program being presented by Dr. New with Holston Medical Group. We're really pleased to be partnering with Holston Medical Group on this education program. And then again on April 26th, Asbury Place at Stedman Hill is our open house from 11 to 2. We'll have music, treats, tours, so much information, details about how assisted living and memory care can enhance the lifestyle and just the life of your loved one. Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502, and then visit our website for all events, asburyplacekingsport.org.
Talk to you next week, Susie.
Thank you.